I'd like to call this meeting of the Piscataway Township Council to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Present.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Rouse, can you unmute yourself? Star 6, please. Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Thank you. Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Cahill?
Here. Would you please join me in a salute to our flag?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, are there any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
None at that time.
Thank you. We'll go on to number 6. Number 6 is a proclamation, Muslim Heritage Month. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Council President. Whereas Piscataway is proud of its rich cultural history and diversity, and whereas the Township of Piscataway is home to a significant Muslim American population from diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds, and is home to the Muslim Center of Middlesex County and Nora Academy. And whereas history of Muslims in the United States dates back to before the country's founding, and whereas Muslim Americans have been making valuable cultural and economic contributions in the fields of medicine, law, business, education, technology, and government, just to name a few, and whereas strong commitment to family, faith, hard work, and services enriched and enhanced our community, whereas during this month we should take time to recommit ourselves to rejecting hate, embracing inclusion through education and awareness, and therefore I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township in the county of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, along with the Township Council, recognizes the contributions of the Muslim American community and declare the month of January of Muslim Heritage Month and encourage all residents to celebrate the strength found in our community's diversity as we work together to foster peace and unity for all. It's all yours, Councilman.
Yeah, please press on the microphone and you have to hold it down.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everybody. I didn't really have anything prepared, but now that we're here, I feel compelled to say something. So thank you guys for doing this. I just want to say thank you for the Township Council and the mayor for recognizing Muslim Heritage Month, because Piscataway is such a diverse town. Just like growing up in this community, being at the high school, just seeing the many diverse perspectives we have, that's what makes Piscataway what it is. And being at the high school just today, actually, like because we are so diverse, like that obviously comes with challenges. And so we have a task force designated with as representative as possible. And we just have discussions every month about such diversity. And something that came up was the fact that like everything we've accomplished over the past 2 years, and just the school district in itself, getting halal food in the cafeterias, recognizing Eid as a day off for the school community. And that's such a huge component of for Muslims. And it's so great to see that that's happening right in Piscataway. And all of this begins with recognition. And so this is such a good step in the right direction. And I'm super glad that this happened. And something that also came up in the discussions was the fact that religion for many isn't just religion. It's a huge part of their identity. Like personally speaking, I can definitely say like more often than not, I represent as Muslim first before anything else. And so by recognizing Muslim Heritage Month, not only just statewide, but also in the town, reaffirms that sense of belonging and purpose and identity for so many Muslim residents throughout Piscataway. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Those just wonderful words. So
good evening, everyone. Is it working?
You have to hold it down and keep it held down.
Yeah, is it working now? Okay. My name is Khaled Zayed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and everyone. Thank you, City Council members. This is a great opportunity for us to, again, to have this good relationship, and we feel welcome here. If you remember me, I'm the guy who came in last time, last month, and asked for, I requested a passing of a resolution calling for ceasefire. I know, like, you handle mostly stuff in Piscataway. You don't handle international relations. But it is still important for me as a Palestinian American. One of my relatives was killed about a week ago in Palestine, because you know Palestinians are getting killed every single day. So I really appreciate if you take this opportunity and consider the proposal to pass a resolution calling for ceasefire. I'm not here. I know this is not the, maybe this is, some of you might think this is not the time to talk about this. You know, you did a great, great thing today for recognizing Muslim Heritage Month. But as a Muslim and Palestinian, we are going through a lot in occupied territories. And I'm not asking you to take sides. Actually, even though you should take justice, you know, be on the side of justice for humanity. But I do just want to ask you to please consider passing a resolution calling for ceasefire. Other townships across the United States already done it. So it's not something that you cannot do. This will deliver a message that you want a ceasefire. You want to stop bloodshed. So calling for ceasefire, it's nothing like, you know, you're not like taking one side over the other. You're just asking for the war to stop. And this can be something that we can take on and deliver to the White House and deliver to our representatives in Congress. We have been trying to push our Congressman Pallone to ask him to call for ceasefire, but he's not listening to us. And it's unfortunate. So I would like to ask you to please, please consider this. I know we talked about this a month ago and I haven't heard back. So please consider passing a resolution calling for ceasefire and allow humanitarian aid to the people in Gaza. 90% of them already became refugees for the second time. And you know, over the last 24 hours, 300 Palestinians got killed in just one day. And 90% of the hospitals destroyed. All the universities in Gaza were completely destroyed. No single university is still intact. And the schools, 1,000 mosques actually were destroyed. This is not something I'm making up. It's available. You can look up the statistics. And people are just dying every single day. I know friends of mine, Palestinians from Gaza. I'm not from Gaza. I'm from the West Bank, which, you know, basically the town that I'm from is the Ramallah area in the West Bank. But some of my friends are from the Gaza. They lost I know a couple of people here in New Jersey that one of them lost over 20 people in his family. So it's unfortunate. And this is something that opportunity for the city council to take the leadership on this in New Jersey and be one of the first townships to pass a resolution calling for ceasefire and allowing humanitarian aid. If you need any more information about this, I'm not going to spend too much time talking, but I wanted to ask you, if you want to talk to me, I'll be available to speak with you after the meeting. Any question, any evidence you need, anything I can tell you, please come talk to me, but we need to pass a resolution. So please let me know if you need anything from me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're not going to open this up. That was a special moment there since we were recognizing Muslim Heritage Month. But for anyone else who'd like to speak publicly, we will have a public portion for you to do so. And so that will bring us to number 7, which is open to the public. This is regarding number 15. So this is for only about number 15, which are the consent agenda items, as you see on the agenda. So you can look through, and if you have any comments regarding that, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Seeing none, I'm going to close.
Oh, we're doing the remote ones.
I'm so sorry.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Yeah, I apologize. I forgot we have 2 sessions, public and remote. And did I do it opposite? Are we doing remote? Okay. Either or. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so then we'll close the public portion for both in-person and remote for number 7. That will bring us to number 8. This is an ordinance on second reading. It is amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning, Open to the Public Resolution, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21 Zoning, was introduced on the second day of January 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the fifth day of January 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 30th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-01.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And now we'll open it up to the public. And let me read the attendees, which we'll go to. So this is for attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so we've closed the remote attendee public portion. We'll open it up to the in-person public portion. Anyone at this time wishing to comment regarding this item? Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Kapil Shah.
And do I have a second then? Do we have a first and a second?
A second.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 9, which is also an ordinance on second reading. This is amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic Section 40, Control for Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 88 Centennial Avenue. It is open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property, to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on 88 Centennial Avenue, was introduced on the second day of January 2024. And had passed the first reading and was published on the fifth day of January 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 30th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-02.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So this is now open to the public. We'll open it up to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so we'll close the remote attendee public portion. We'll open it up to the in-person public portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second? Ms. Cedar, would you please roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 10, which is an ordinance on first reading. This is amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Sections 14 and 15, Parking Prohibited, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, and Section 15, Parking Prohibited During Certain Hours on Certain Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 13th day of February, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. And the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 11, ordinance on first reading, authorizing sale of certain properties, block 11307, lot 7.02, 481 Park Avenue, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 13th day of February, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 12, ordinance on first reading. This is a bond ordinance, various capital improvements, $5,004,750,000, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $5 million therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $4,750,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 13th day of February 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 13, which is an ordinance on first reading. It is a bond ordinance. It is improvements related to the Energy Savings Improvements Program, $7,006,665,000. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
I mean, resolution.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Certain Improvements Related to the Energy Savings Improvement Program of the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $7 million therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $6,665,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 13th day of February 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. Okay, that'll bring us to number 14, which is also an ordinance on first reading, and it is a bond ordinance. Energy Savings Obligation Refunding Bond Ordinance, $20 million. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Energy Savings Obligation Refunding Bond Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, providing for the acquisition, construction, and installation of energy conservation improvements, appropriating not to exceed $20 million therefore, and authorizing the issuance of not to exceed $20 million energy savings obligation refunding bonds to provide for such improvements, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 13th day of February, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Yes. Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading.
Excuse me for one sec. I just wanted to, for the record, there was supposed to be an additional second reading ordinance for portions of Clawson, Field, et cetera. That has been pushed to next meeting, February 13th, instead of this meeting for the second reading.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, so that brings us to number 15. These are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Okay, seeing none. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second? Or first and second? Well, go there. Okay. Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes. Thank you. And the consent agenda items pass. I have on here number 16, a proclamation, the retirement of Robert Gore.
President, whereas Township of Piscataway recognized Robert Gore for his distinguished 40 years of service to the Township of Piscataway, and whereas Bob began his career in the Department of Public Works, where he held several positions, and whereas during his tenure, he served as a special police officer and actually a snowplow driver, and whereas Bob eventually found his home in the fire prevention office, where he started as a fire inspector in 1987 and was ultimately promoted to fire marshal in 1995. And as hardworking and dedicated public servant, Bob strived to safeguard the public safety for all who visit, live, and work in Piscataway. Whereas Bob has provided courteous and comprehensive assistance to residents and businesses in Piscataway. And whereas Bob Gore has protected the community as a volunteer firefighter with North Stoughton Fire Volunteer Fire Company for over 48 years and served with distinction as chief and fire commissioner. And whereas during Bob's tenure of exemplary service, he has demonstrated the highest of standards of ethics and values, whereas Bob has been a valuable asset to Township of Piscataway. And I be resolved that Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township in the County of Middlesex State, and Dubai, congratulate Bob Gore for an outstanding career, honor him for his loyal service and dedication to residents of Piscataway, and offer the best of wishes for happiness, good health, and retirement. See here tonight because I actually presented the plaque to him on Monday. Knowing Bob, as many of the council members know, he still will be volunteering at the firehouse. So he's retired, but he's really not retired. So we're going to leave it at that. So.
Just a great gentleman, and I don't know if he has more than one child, but I certainly know his son very well, who seems to be. Well, his son seems to be really following in his dad's footsteps with the, you know, the compassion and the volunteerism for Bob. That brings us to announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, I would like to say that Black History Month begins on February 1st through February 29th. And I'm happy to say that Piscataway Civil Rights Advisory Commission is partnering with the Kennedy Library for a Black History program on February 24th, and more details will be forthcoming. I also noticed on our calendar that the Piscataway Community Outreach Advisory Commission is doing awareness programs for our middle schools. One is Behind the Smoke Screen, and the other is It's Just Marijuana. So I just want to commend the Piscataway Community Outreach on Advisory Commission on doing those things for our youth.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilman Espinosa.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I would like to congratulate our three new officers to our Piscataway Police Department, which were sworn in today. Congratulations to them, and happy Muslim Heritage Month.
Thank you, Councilman Espinosa. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes, I'd like to offer my sincerest condolences to the Piscataway family of Marquis Hudson, who died in the line of duty while fighting a fire in Plainfield last week. He is a Piscataway resident, but he is a Plainfield firefighter, and he lost his life while fighting a fire in Plainfield last week. So my sincerest condolences to the family. It's very hard to absorb a situation like that when you are so closely related to the fire service and know and understand what that family could be going through. So I hope that they get all the love and support that they need. Also, we have an upcoming fire commissioners election that is on Saturday, February 17th. And for those who receive vote by mails for that election, they should be receiving them in the mail shortly. So keep an eye out for those. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. Councilman Rouse.
No, I don't have any comments at this time. I think any other comment I would have made different from anything has already been mentioned about the death of the firemen and other things. So I just concur with what they have already said and said, keep the family in our town of Piscataway in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Rouse. Councilman Shaw?
Yes, I want to say I'm very proud councilman for Diversity Town for Piscataway. And I want to say thank you to the mayor and all my colleagues for made a flag hosting Republican Day, India Republican Day on last Saturday. On behalf of South Asian community, I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Shaw. Thank you, Councilman Shaw. Councilman Earn?
Yes, I would also like to offer my condolences to the family of Marquis Hudson. I've known him for a long time. He was very involved in the sports in Piscataway. I actually coached him in baseball. And as of last year, he was also one of our T-ball coaches. So he will truly be missed. He was a great guy, and he's going to be missed.
Thank you, Councilman Earn. Mr. Mayor?
I just want to reiterate what everybody just said about Marquis. So.
Thank you.
We had a very successful rabies clinic this past Saturday. It'll be followed up this Saturday by a second clinic. Details are on our website.
Yeah. And I actually stopped down there with Duncan and Captain right there. Make sure everything was being... the boys, everything was being operated correctly there.
Oh. Yeah, Ali was supervising as well.
Next, Gertie will be on the watch. Raj, do you have anything?
No comment. Thank you.
Okay. And my sentiments are the same as what all of my council members and the mayor have said right here. There's probably not much more to be said, but to remember to keep this gentleman's family in your thoughts and prayers. And for those who knew him, for to do whatever it is that you can do for the family. At this time, I'm going to reserve, I already made comments, so I guess I can't say I reserve my comments. I wanted to say a few things about one of my council members who is up here. And just spoke so eloquently. So Frank Earn has been a longtime resident. I don't even know how many years here. And Piscataway has raised his family here. He has grandchildren now. A very a stalwart part of this community when it comes to the sports in the town and the recreation. Last year, Frank was our council president, and he led us through a year where there was some trying times, but with dignity, always grace, and you were always here, and you always are here, Frank. And so
perfect attendance.
Perfect attendance. And, you know, and that that has meaning because it means that you have dedication to this town and that it's not just, you know, the coming here and the formalities, but it's your heart that is here in this town. And for all that you've done, we are going to present you with this plaque with a gavel for your service last year.
Yay, Frank.
Frank. Congratulations.
Okay, so that'll bring us to number 18, which are the agenda, which is the agenda session for February 13, 2024. So the first item on is an ordinance on second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Sections 14 and 15, Parking Prohibited. It is open to the public and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council regarding this item? Seeing none, this will be on. The next item is an ordinance on second reading authorizing sale of certain properties, Block 11307, Lot 7.02, 481 Park Avenue, open to the public. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item?
Nope.
Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, the bond ordinance for various capital improvements, $5 million, $4,750,000. It will be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council or administration on this? Seeing none, this will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, bond ordinance improvements related to the Energy Savings Improvements Program, $6,665,000. It is going to be open to the public. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments or questions from council or administration on this item? Okay, seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading. It is a bond ordinance, Energy Savings Obligation Refunding Bond Ordinance, $20 million. It'll be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions from council or administration on this? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item is an ordinance on second reading, an ordinance releasing, extinguishing, and vacating the rights of the public in portions of Clawson Street, Brook Avenue, and Field Avenue. It will be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments or questions regarding this item? Council or administration? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item is a resolution authorizing return of safety and stabilization guarantee, Block 4102, Lot 2, 141 Circle Drive North, 21-PB-0508. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be a resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes due to 100% disabled veteran status, Block 302, Lot 79. Any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. Next item Resolution authorizing award of contract through ESC NJ 2024 Chrysler Pacifica Touring 4-Wheel Drive Nielsen Ford of Morristown, Inc., not to exceed $42,871.13. Any comments or questions from council administration on this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item, resolution authorizing award of contract through Sourcewell 2024 Caterpillar Backhoe Fully Incorporated, not to exceed $169,000. Are there comments or questions regarding this item from council or administration? Oh, I did. Sorry, people, I skipped one. Yeah, let's get back to that one if we need it. Sorry for being so snarky. The item before that, actually, I apologize to the folks in the public. And on the call, I skipped a resolution authorizing award of contract through ESCA NJ 2024 Henke Snowplow for Freightliner 108SD Packer Trius Inc., not to exceed $34,586.49. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item from council or administration? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be a resolution authorizing return of performance surety and cash bonds, Block 4102, Lot 2, 141 Circle Drive North, 21-PB-0508. Any comments or questions regarding that item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be a resolution authorizing award of contract in need of redevelopment study for Block 3702, Lot 2, 2 Hancock Road, 4 Site Planning, LLC, not to exceed $7,500. Are there any comments or questions regarding that from council or administration? Seeing none, that will be on. Okay, very good. That'll bring us to number 19. This will be to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We will close the public portion. Now we'll open it up to public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Kostas Christos, a treasured, loving memory of Thymios. My condolences. Human suffrage will never end. Remember the island of Cyprus. 20% of that population died. For what? It got never resolved. It hurts me just to hear this on the news. It does.
Mr. Kostas.
I love you for your speech, young man. You came to the point.
Please state your address, Mr.
Justice.
Mr. Kostas, please state your address for the record.
58 Curtis Avenue.
Thank you, sir.
I welcome each and every one of you to come and walk around that house and tell these people what you see. Justice. Picture this. Easter Sunday, backyard barbecue. Great-grandma with an infant in her lap. Mamas and papas and uncles and cousins, a great little barbecue. It was fun and a beautiful day. When a squad of police turned the corner of the house with arms ready. Don't anyone move. I froze like a stone. Of all Vietnam era veteran, post-traumatic syndrome to the team. Two naval personnel active duty came to visit grandma to show her baby. They came over there and harassed the heck out of me. We got a 911 call and we came here to investigate. It's about guns all over this place. I said, what? Guns? No such thing happening. Do you have a gun? Yes, I do. Where is it? It's locked in a cabinet in the closet up there. Go get it. After the police did the harassment, they left like little wet puppies with their tails between their legs. And the next door neighbor says, ha, ha. Police officers to harass me. I demand some kind of justice. Another time, the same neighbor. There's my son and three other children playing in the backyard.
Saturday. Mr. Costas, your time is up.
Let me finish this point. Saturday, I look out the window and the four children are spread eagle on the ground. And a police officer with a gun standing over them. The neighbor called up, harassing these children. I went outside and I said, what's wrong, officer? Well, we got a 911 call. There's people playing with
guns. Mr. Costas, your time is up now.
My time is not up.
What I would ask that, I understand that. Ask after the meeting if you would present your issues to either Mr. Dacey or the mayor. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Costas.
Mr. Mayor, councilmen and women, I'm here just to say thank you very much for the proclamation of Muslim heritage.
Would you mind just stating your name and address for the record?
My name is Syed Hamid Husseini. I'm from 2 Marion Court, Piscataway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, I want to thank Mayor and everybody here for proclamation of Muslim heritage. And as a Muslim and a part of the Piscataway community, we'll welcome any other same proclamation for any religion and caste or anybody. We all welcome for that. And we are here for unity and to say thank you again for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate your words.
Yeah, you have to hold it down.
Hold it and state your name and address for the record.
I have to keep my finger on it while I'm talking?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm doing this. I have to hold it.
All right. Okay. All right. My name is Imam Abdullah Smith. I reside at 640 Hose Lane West, Piscataway. I believe that I'm probably the newest member here in Piscataway. And I wanted to reiterate what Hamid had mentioned and express my gratitude to the city of Piscataway. Because in our religion, our prophet, he says, whoever does not thank the people, then he has not thanked Allah. So I wanted to express my gratitude to you all for the proclamation and the level of diversity that I have witnessed here in the city of Piscataway since coming here. One of the things that I had mentioned in the MLK program is that our work is not just to come here in meetings on special occasions and present plaques and, you know, and talk about, you know, throw around buzzwords and have fancy discussions on just special occasions. While this is appreciated, please don't misunderstand me. However, our work to understand one another and to build bridges between one another is something that must be continued even after January is over. So I hope that we can continue our discussions. We can talk about what your need is from us and then what our need is from you. You know, how can we, as the Muslim community, how can we serve Piscataway? And then also, how can the leadership of Piscataway serve the Muslim community? I just hope that we can continue those discussions. If there's any need to get in touch with me, please, I'm right down the street, and you can always meet with me there. You have access to my number in my office, and I'm always open for discussion. If we want to meet here or meet wherever, have some tea or some crackers, you know, to the mayor's house. I heard your living room was quite nice, so hopefully you'll invite us over for some tea and some crackers.
My wife is the tea person. I've never drank a thing of tea in my life. She's the expert on everything.
So again, I just wanted to say thank you, and I just hope that, and I wanted to just to express my appreciation and hope that this conversation and discussions of how we can help one another move forward in unity, I hope that continues into the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mom, you're my neighbor, so I might go knocking on your door. I'm right on River Road around the corner. So I think I know you're, yeah, of course. Just hold the mic button down as you speak and state your name and address for the record.
My name is Ghulam Rabbani. My address is 901 Gates Avenue, Piscataway. So respectable mayor and councilmen and women and everyone, I just wanted to say thank you again. And, you know, I moved to Piscataway in 2009 from Bedminster, which was only 5 minutes from my work. And I have to tell you, after coming here till today, there was not a single day when I was not happy and grateful that, you know, I'm here. So I just wanted to thank every one of you to make it a home for me, for my kids. It's a wonderful place to be in. I feel safe. I feel recognized. And from my side, I recognize each of you. You know, and thank you so much. Let me know if I can do anything for you. I'll be here for your support. Thanks again. And by the way, I also support what Dr. Khalid said here about what's going on in the world. We all have to be, you know, I think sensitive and respectful about people's life. Everyone is a human being, and everyone deserves respect, you know, health, food, shelter. And I think, you know, wherever it is, we should speak out and we should support humanity and, you know, dignity for human life. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else in the public who, yes, please.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say thank you, the council members and the mayor, and especially Raj, for coordinating the effort for proclamation. Really appreciate for recognizing Muslim Heritage Month.
Could you just state your name and address for the record? Do that at all public meetings.
I was about to do that and forgot. Sayed Hashmi, 4 Evergreen Court, Piscataway.
Mr. Hashmi.
So I really appreciate that you recognize that month, and really that means a lot as a Muslim resident here. And I see the diversity in our community is great, that we see the representation in different areas, in committees, in whatever capacity we can support. And also would like to thank you for your support when the time comes. But I want to say again that what Brother Khalid and Mother Ghulam also said, and we were here last time as well, that's something which is really close to our heart as a Muslim, as a human being, what is happening in Gaza, in Palestine, or anywhere in the part of the world, is something which we all come together and then demand something which can help the humanity, right? We understand there are some issues there that recognize, but we really see that as a humanity ground, that what can be done, you know, to have that ceasefire, resolution. But again, I really appreciate, and I think We are not far from Ramadan, so you all will be there in the month of March for the interfaith, and I'm sure Brother Ahmed will invite there as well. So we'll see you there, inshallah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your comments. Anyone else in the public? Already spoke. I'm so sorry. You have only one opportunity. I do apologize. There's another gentleman who would like to speak to give you an opportunity. Come on.
Thank you, everyone. I already said what I needed to say, but I just wanted to ask. By the way, you are welcome to come to our interfaith iftar, and our brother Ahmed is going to give you the invitation coming up in March. But I wanted to ask. Last time we introduced a resolution for ceasefire, and I talked about it today. Is it possible that we can get some? Do we know when a decision is going to be made regarding this?
So we're going to make a decision. Council does not have a decision made yet, but we have been discussing it, and you're more than welcome to reach out to either the mayor's office or here. We can talk about that further, but we've not yet made a firm decision that I could absolutely tell you.
So is it possible? Are we expecting some decision to be made soon, like next meeting maybe? Or is just I don't want to bother you. I sent you an email.
Oh, you're not a bother. You're not a bother at all. I would guess hopefully by then we should have. But I think either myself or another person from the council or mayor's office will reach out and we can speak to you directly.
OK, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to close the public portion, seeing no one else. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Second? Yeah.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good